You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us to take a look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural markets is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about trade and the way things happened on this Monday before tomorrow's USDA reports.
Upfront beans continue to be the bullish leg of the trading cycle here over the near term, looking at basically continued demand coming forward here. China bought another 290,000 tons of U.S. beans. And they continue to gather inventory, even though they are shifting interest to the southern hemisphere. Seems to be a marketing strategy for them, at least to secure beans now, in case things come about a little unglued, especially in the southern hemisphere. Argentina seeing some political concerns, the police demanding some pay increases. They've got some rapid inflation. So the fear, if you're a world grain buyer, is to get some secure inventories locked in case the southern hemisphere would become a little bit of a problem, and that's why the bean sales continue to remain strong as they do that. Also, too, if you're in that producing area, you have the tendency with inflationary fears hang on to inventory. And so sales, what remaining inventories not being let loose, new crop sales are kind of lagging behind last year as hard cash assets, as inventory and grains being held on to sort of keep pace with inflation, you know, if that trend continues. Then also, too, tomorrow we have the well-advertised monthly supply-demand report. Ideas are that domestic ending stocks and beans could be close to this 153 million bushels versus where we were last month at 170 million bushels due to a little better export and crush pace, Todd.
Well, I'm wondering about that 153. That number compared to others in the recent past is still, 25, 30 million bushels higher than where we've been. Can we maintain the price of soybeans where it is? Will this thing get tighter? Can we go higher? What's your druthers?
Short term, I think we can hang in there at least till tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Thanks. Thanks, Kurt. Thanks a lot.
The trade's kind of viewing this 13.5 as some resistance here. Technical, if we can close above that, the bull's going to start talking $14 upfront beans here. But I think stair-step process, one would be the report tomorrow, then secondly, the southern hemisphere. So we are in that time window that was well advertised, the seasonal increase in basis and prices in general as we move into mid-late December. So price-wise, we're kind of there, but timing-wise, you know, with tight producer holding here in the U.S. and decent export news thus far, the market should hold together here for another week or two times.
Are there much expectations there will be any changes in world production numbers from South America at all on corn or soybeans?
I would think they'd be somewhat dialed in at where we're at, about 88 million metric tons in Brazil and 53, 54 million metric tons in Argentina at this present time. Weather seems to be somewhat favorable. I would believe there'd probably be a little bit more fine-tuning after the first 2 years. We get more in the heart of the growing season. There could be some surprise somewhere, but for the most part, I think we're pretty well going to be close to what we've been looking at here for the last 2-3 months.
There are farmers calling and saying, hey, it's the month of December. I need to move some corn one way or the other. And if they do, what do you tell them to do?
Well, really not any panic urgency to move. I believe they're going to wait till later on after the first year when minimum storage is up, say, well, should I go ahead and let it go or start paying some more storage? Basically, our game plan's been to use this strength going into mid to late December to get caught up on some cash sales. Basically, beans are here at a point where, need be, this would be a spot to sell some for after the first of the year delivery. Corn-wise, we'd be patient here and see if we can't muster a 10 to 15 cent bounce from here on a little higher. If you want to hang on to the cash green, one thing we've been doing quite a bit of is putting a price floor under us. That way, if some political unrest or some commodity fund maneuvering would come into place here, we've got some downside protection, Todd.
Anything for the livestock producer?
Well, just sort of chop sideways here. I think it's important to make sure we see some good ham movement here as we are in the prime of the ham season. Secondly, livestock profit margins are going to remain somewhat firm, and look for livestock expansion to start to heat up here as we move into 2014.
Well, good luck getting through tomorrow's USDA WASDE reports. As a reminder, everything comes out at what, 11 a.m. Central Time, right?
Yes, it's always interesting.
Hey, thanks so much.
Take care, Todd.
You too. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.